In the first chapter of Galatians, Paul told the recipients of this letter that he was amazed and marveled that they were so soon removed from him that called them into another gospel, which is not another gospel. He goes on to say, if we or an angel from heaven preach any gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. The gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of God. And then he says, when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathens, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me. But I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But others of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Paul told the Galatians, this gospel that I preach is not of men. I didn't learn it from a man. No one taught me this gospel. I received this straight from the Master's lips. Jesus taught me by revelation. That was Paul's mandate. Jesus had taught him by revelation. That was all Paul needed to know that what he preached was the true doctrine. Even today, there are people preaching gospels which is not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So how can you know if it's the real gospel of Jesus Christ? First, if you encounter a new teaching, or one that raises questions in your heart and in your mind, study the Word. If a doctrine in any way contradicts the teachings of the Bible, it's a false doctrine, and this is to be avoided at any cost. You remember what the saints did in Berea after hearing Paul preach? They searched the Scriptures to see whether these things be true or not. The Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. One of the great things about a Spirit-filled believer is that he is provided with a filter when encountering false doctrines. Don't believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And then I would say to you that are listening, guard your doctrine. Be stubborn about biblical truths. Refuse to compromise on biblical truths. There is no need to be harsh or abrasive about what you know to be true, but never allow yourself to drift into another doctrine. The doctrine of Christ does not change with the times. Morality and ethics are constantly being redefined by a liberal culture. Some consider biblical standards for living as irrelevant and outdated, but our Lord's expectations for his people are irrevocable. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul wrote to the young preacher and he said, till I come, give attendance to reading and to exhortation and to doctrine. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that your profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you shall both save yourself and them that hear you. Paul knew that what you preached was important. Paul knew that the eternal destination of the souls of mankind lay in the balance. Preach the truth. Take heed to yourself and continue in them. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.